High School Volleyball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
Side out for Katie Brand to serve, trying to tie it at 10. Brand serve is across to Boating. Pass a little off. Shohan sets outside. Lou has to tip. Good up that time to save. Outside Wojcik. She'll drive it across and we're tied. It's 10-10 in the fifth.
After back-to-back runner-up finishes, Central Catholic is looking to take that final step to a state title in their own hometown. It's the Mustangs and the Crusaders coming up next. But first, it's the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Lynn Farrell Arena in Hastings with sports director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
And good afternoon, everyone, from Lynn Farrell Arena at Hastings College. Doug Duda with you on Classic Hits 98.9 for our opening match of the 2010 Nebraska State High School Volleyball Tournament. Here on the New Tech Seed pregame show, it is the debut of the state tournament in Hastings and Grand Island, leaving the city of Lincoln, the capital city, for the first time since 1981. And we're glad you're along with us. The first matches of the day have been completed at the six gymnasiums. We'll take a look at all of those. But we are here for the rest of the day in Class C1. We're up next. It is the Concordia Mustangs out of Omaha making their first ever trip to the state tournament. And it's one they'll remember. Either they're going to pull the upset of the day or they are going to be beaten by one of the best teams to ever play high school volleyball in Central Nebraska. The top seed and unbeaten Grand Island Central Catholic Crusaders, who come into the state tournament for the second consecutive year undefeated. And if they win, they will play their arch nemesis, Columbus Scotus, who blew the doors off Ogallala earlier today, 25-10, 25-11, and 25-11. Once again, Central Catholic is unbeaten on the season at 32-0, and they are ranked third in the entire state of Nebraska, according to the Omaha World Herald. For Concordia, they're ranked eighth. They come in with a record of 22-8 on the season and have a solid team. But they are going to have their hands full, as everybody does, against Grand Island Central Catholic, who not only has not lost a match this year, they have lost only one set in those 32 matches this year, and that came in the finals of the Northwest tournament when they beat Northwest 2-1 Northwest in the Class B state tournament, and they only have a couple of losses this year, one to Central Catholic. So that's the only set they have lost this year. Last year they only lost four sets coming into the state tournament. So this team not only is hardly ever challenged, they just don't get beat. And they're hoping that they can put three more wins on this squad and send the seniors out the way they wanted. They won C2 4 years ago. The last 2 years they've been the runners-up, and now they hope to be the champions, the overwhelming favorites once again. We'll come back and take a look at the starting lineups on the New Tech Seed pregame show right after this timeout.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
You like choices, so choose the freshest meat, seafood, and produce at Super Saver. The biggest varieties at prices that keep your food budget happy. Choose variety, choose fresh at Super Saver, 2nd and Broadwell in Grand Island. Super Saver, we sell for less.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Owen and Conley, caring for our community one patient at a time, were ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show on Classic Hits 98.9 and, as always, the World Wide Web at kkpr.com. Here's a look at the starting lineups, brought to you as always by Five Points Bank, your community bank. That means they invest in assets locally, make decisions locally, and take the time to know you. Five Points Bank, the better bank, truly cares about what's in it for you. The service rotation for Concordia looks like this. Number 3 is a 5'9 senior center, Lauren Pfeiffer. Number 11 is a 5'8 sophomore outside hitter, Kayla Koster. Number 12 is a 6-foot junior middle hitter, Ariane Gazelle. Number 5 is a 5'10 sophomore right side hitter, Beth Rasmussen. Number 2 is a 6'1 sophomore outside hitter, Taylor Wickey. And number 10 is a 5'11 sophomore middle hitter, Rebecca Mueller. The head coach of the Concordia Mustangs, Kylie Hansen, assisted by Kurt Coons, to make it to state, defeating Fort Calhoun and Platteview in the sub-districts and Wahoo Newman in the district final. They are 22-8 and ranked 8th in the Omaha World Herald. For Grand Island Central Catholic, number 1 is a 5'9 senior outside hitter, Jessica Wojcik. Number 16 is a 5'10 senior middle hitter, Jamie Partington. Number 3 is a 6'1 junior right side hitter, Katie Brand. Number 8 is a 5'8 senior outside hitter, Liz McGowan. Number 10 is a 6-foot senior middle hitter, Steph Brand. And number 2 is a 5'6 senior setter, Bailey Baxter. The libero is number 7, 5'6 freshman, Aaron Sorhan. And for Concordia, their libero, 5'8 senior, number 4, Brooke Fletcher. The head coach of the Crusaders, Sharon Zavala, the all-time wins leader in the state of Nebraska, currently with 818. Megan Hundle and Brittany Ashy are the assistants, ranked number 1 in the state. They defeated Adams Central and St. Cecilia in the sub-districts and Columbus Scotus in the district final. They are 32-0 on the season, making their 25th trip to the state tournament. As we said, they have won the state tournament 8 times, and they have been the runner-up 8 times, including the last 2 years. And that's the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution is Five Points Bank. And we're back with more after this timeout.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits, from its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Best of luck in today's game from Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. They're proud to support our area athletes in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. So far today in Class A, Papillion La Vista South went 4 sets to beat Omaha Burke. Omaha Gross swept Gretna in Class B. Columbus Scotus swept Ogallala in C1. Thayer Central in straight sets defeats Bridgeport. Exeter Milligan in straight sets eliminates Sutherland. And Dodge beats Wallace in straight sets. So it didn't take a whole lot of work for the winners in the opening round matches. Currently on our sister station, ESPN 1460, it is D1 quarterfinal action as the Axtell Lady Wildcats are taking on West Point Central Catholic, and Rob Osmond has the call on ESPN Radio. After this, Kearney Catholic will take on Wisner Pilger at 5:30, and Granada Northwest will take on Bennington at 7:30. And tonight on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, Sandy Creek will be taking on Syracuse. So we're ready to get things going. The blue of the Mustangs, the black of Grand Island Central Catholic. The Crusaders have won the toss. They'll get to serve it away, moving from right to left. Jessica Wojcik, who has 85 ace serves, will get this state tournament underway here for Grand Island Central Catholic. And the serve is across. The pass is off the mark, and we've got an ace to start things off. So some nerves could play a part in this volleyball game early on for Concordia, and we expect a big run here for Grand Island Central Catholic. Anything less than that would be a surprise, and it's 1-0 Central Catholic. Wojcik serves it away. This one is passed above the net and dumped down. It's going to be Jamie Partington with the kill, and it's quickly 2-0 Grand Island Central Catholic. Wojcik, of course, the top server on this team, and that's why she's back there in the one slot. Goes with that jump serve and the toss of the fire. She's moving it around for another ace. And for Concordia, it'll be hard to get going if they can't handle the serve. Obviously, their competition level not the same as what Grand Island Central Catholic has seen this year, but I don't think anything would prepare you for this. Wojcik with the serve, up 3-0. This one is played, and so we will have a point to the right side. Concordia has to tip it across. Handled there by Baxter. Set outside. McGowan on the first swing. It's dug out in the back row by the libero, Fletcher, and set across here for Concordia. Grand Island Central Catholic to the outside again, and it's terminated by Liz McGowan. The first kill of the match for Grand Island Central Catholic. 4-0. Central Catholic out of the gates here in good shape against the first time appearing Concordia Mustang. Serve Wojcik. Another bullet and another ace. They're trying to get Beth Rasmussen to handle most of these, but she has missed on a couple, and a couple haven't went her way. Third service ace for Wojcik. 5-0 Central Catholic. And Wojcik with the serve. This time it is handled by Rasmussen. The pass to Pfeiffer, the center. Slide to the right side, and Concordia has their first point ever in the state tournament. Arian Gazelle gets the kill. And a pretty good representation out of the biggest city in Nebraska, and a smile on the face of Lauren Pfeiffer as she goes back to serve it away. They know the challenge that's ahead of them, and they're on the board. It is 5-1. Overpass there by Central Catholic. They make a mistake, and a point Concordia. 5-2. And Pfeiffer picks up the service point. It was just simply an overpass there on serve receive by the Crusaders. This serve passed up nicely. Right side, Baxter to the right side. They'll get it to Partington, and Partington will get the kill. 6-2, Central Catholic. Yesterday, four of these Lady Crusaders signed college scholarship offers, all to Division II, plus junior Katie Brand committing to Kansas State. Serve across to the middle. Attack will be taken over there by Gazelle, who leads the team in kills with 267. And now Wojcik comes with a back row attack and will get the kill. 7-2, GICC with the libero, Aaron Sorhan, back there to serve it away. She's been worked more and more into the rotation here for Sharon Zavala as the season has moved along. Another nice jump serve for an ace. 8-2, Grand Island Central Catholic. We've kidded with her. We've talked about it for years that it doesn't matter what's out on the court. Coach Zavala always finds a way to get a freshman in that lineup for the future. Checking in, Jennifer Jones now for Concordia. And the serve is across. Fletcher will handle it. Mustangs try the slide right side. Has to be rolled over, and Gazelle has the kill. Second kill for Arianne Gazelle. And into the ball game for the Mustangs. Taylor Wickey comes right back in for Jennifer Jones. And back to serve it away will be Kayla Koster. Koster with a little bit of a running start. Fires it across. Baxter with the set. Middle attack. Going to be terminated by Katie Brand. Baxter with 804 set assists this year for Grand Island Central Catholic. And when you've got so many outstanding hitters, it's not hard to do. As Katie Brand will float that serve across, picked up by Wickey. Right side attack taken across by Rasmussen. Central Catholic. Baxter sets high outside. McGowan through the double block, gets the kill. Liz McGowan, who signed yesterday with UNK. We've got a UNK, a UNO, a Wayne State, and a Regis University that signed yesterday, and a lift called on serve receive. It'll be an ace serve for Central Catholic. So everybody that served has an ace so far here for the Crusaders. Wojcik got three, Sorhan and Katie Brand with one each. 11-3, Central Catholic. Serve across, overpass, set right back above the net. Free ball, Concordia takes a swing at it, can't finish, and then it's tipped down by Brand. Good short set by Baxter, and Steph Brand gets her first kill after Gazelle couldn't put it away on the free ball for Concordia. 12-3, Crusaders. Brand is serving across. Here's a set right side. Gazelle, they're going to her exclusively here. Brand with the dig outside McGowan. One arm up, nice by the libero, Fletcher. Keeps it alive. Concordia goes to the outside, and floating it over is Wickey. Central Catholic wide set to the outside, and getting the kill again is Liz McGowan. A lot of what Central Catholic's doing right now is off the net, and we will see our first time out of the match by Concordia coach Kylie Hansen. In the first set of this Class C1 opener, it's Central Catholic 13 and Concordia 3. You're listening to the state tournament on Classic Hits and KKPR.com.
Equitable Bank would like to congratulate all Lady Crusaders players, coaches, and parents on a thrilling and successful season. Go to equitableonline.com to find the tools you'll need to put your financial game plan in motion. Equitable Bank, bank with the E. Member FDIC.
Discover the benefits of your child's education at Grand Island Central Catholic Middle and High Schools, celebrating 54 years of faith-based education. Learn more at gicentralcatholic.org. Grand Island Central Catholic Schools.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits, from its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Back back to volleyball here at Lynn Farrell Arena out of the timeout. Good block up there by Concordia, but it's dug out. McGowan on the attack, drives it off the block, and an equally good dig. Concordia starting to get into it here. They try to tip it over, though, and it's short after Pfeiffer got the good dig. That was the best point of the match so far, but it's won by Central Catholic, and they now lead it 14-3 here in the opening set. Mustangs on serve receive, handle it to the outside. It's blocked by Brand, dug out close to the net, pulled out of there by Pfeiffer and punched across. McGowan with the up. Baxter sets it right back to Liz, and she'll find the middle of the floor again. Four kills for Liz McGowan, 15-3. And Steph Brand now with six in a row from that service line. She'll float this one very short. Fletcher has it, doesn't get a very good pass. Has to be rolled across there by Gazelle. Set outside, McGowan again, and McGowan again hammers it down. Number five for Liz. And it's really just practice right now for Grand Island Central Catholic. 16-3 for the Crusaders. Doug Duda with you here, along with our producer-engineer Grant Sparks on Classic Hits 98.9. Serve across. There's a good set for Gazelle in the middle of pack down and good. Marianne Gazelle has all three kills here for Concordia. And now she'll go back to serve it away. And we'll see if that brings somebody else up front like Mueller to do it. Gazelle with the jump serve. Didn't get a lot on it. Going to be handled there by Wojcik. Set outside. Brand termination for Steph Brand. Everybody eager to get their hands on a set here. Baxter has her work cut out for her because she can pass it to just about anybody on the floor. And now Liz McGowan goes back to serve it away. 17-4 Crusaders. Over to Gazelle. Set Pfeiffer. Slide right side. The attack blocked up front by Brand and Wojcik. I think Jess Wojcik might have got a little more of that one. And it's 18-4. Again, we play the best 3 out of 5 here at State. To 25 points, fifth goes to 15. Here's a back row attack. Gazelle, since she's back there, takes the attack. It'll be wide and out of bounds. And Central Catholic leads it 19-4, and we will get a timeout by Concordia. So timeout on the floor, and as expected, Grand Island Central Catholic is rolling. Opening set 19-4. We'll be right back.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
With over 22 years of providing comfort, compassion, and complete funeral and cremation services, Curran Funeral Chapel's commitment to you has been to fulfill your needs and expectations in the services provided. Curran Funeral Chapel of Grand Island, because the memory will live forever.
Honey, hurry! We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Action, and the serve is across. Concordia will return. A slide that is missed time by the Crusaders, and Brand punches it into the net, and so a point here on a rare error by Central Catholic. And back to serve for Concordia will be Beth Rasmussen. They trail 19-5. Quick set middle. Steph Brand hammers it over, but it's picked up by the Mustangs. Dumped right back there by Pfeiffer. Wojcik with the swing, and she'll terminate. Second kill for Jessica Wojcik, and it's now 20-5 in front in favor of Grand Island Central Catholic. Steph Brand will now go back and serve for the first time. Central Catholic might get through this first set without everybody serving. Brand will fire it across. Mustang set. Going to be on the 10-foot line, taken over by Wiki. Quick offense here for Wojcik. She'll take it off the tip. The dig is made to the back row by Koster. Play to the back row for Gazelle. She'll roll it across to Steph Brand. Baxter sets outside. Wojcik over, no block. Picked up by Gazelle, though, on a nice dig. She's a fine player for Concordia, and it's taken across here by Taylor Wiki. Wojcik will try one more time. Tip over the block. Again, the save. It's going to be in the back row, and Gazelle rolls it over. Baxter short set middle. Nobody home this time. Terminated by Jamie Partington, her third kill. Concordia is just trying to keep the ball in play. They just really don't have any chance of getting some offense going except when they get it to Gazelle. And Steph Brand is serving away again. And this is going to be, well, I thought they'd call a lift and an ace, but they didn't, so it does get back over. Short set Baxter, and again, knocked down by Partington. Fourth kill for Jamie. 22-5, Central Catholic here in the opening set on Classic Hits 98.9. Brand keeping those serves in. They have not missed one yet in the match. Stays in the back row with Koster. Back row attack Gazelle, and her attack this time just deep and out of bounds. 23-5. And we've seen some blowouts already today at this state volleyball tournament. Very lopsided sets, and this one looks like it's right on the way. Brand drops it just over the net. Back row attack, Gazelle. That's all that Concordia has right now. Here's the set, Baxter. Wojcik left side, and it doesn't matter. In the net, called on Concordia. And that's going to bring up game point here for Grand Island Central Catholic. The step, Brand goes back to serve it at 24-5 in the opening game. And across it comes to Gazelle. Run down there by Pfeiffer and tapped across. Central Catholic, Baxter sets outside. Wojcik from off the net. Kind of slipped, so she just punched it over. So Concordia has it again. Wicky on the attack. One arm up, Steph Brand. Run down by Katie Brand, and Steph rolls it over for the point, and that's the end of the first set. And it was clockwork here for Grand Island Central Catholic as they dominate Concordia 25-5 here in the opening game. And we'll be back to give you the stats and get ready for game two in 1 minute on Classic Hits.
The Bank of Doniphan is a proud supporter of all area high school sports. Visit us at the Bank of Doniphan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. The Bank of Doniphan, with full-service banks in Doniphan, Grand Island, and Hastings. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
If your student is interested in learning to play an instrument for school, band, or orchestra, Ron's Music has a rent-to-own plan that's perfect for the budding musician. Check out Ron's Music in Grand Island for details or online at ronsmusic.com.
Doug Duda back with you here at Lynn Farrell Arena as we take a look at the numbers from the opening game. Not much for Concordia. Lauren Pfeiffer had a service point, and Ariane Gazelle had three kills, and that was it for the Mustangs. For Central Catholic, Jessica Wojcik, five service points, three were aces. She had an ace block and two kills. Katie Brand, seven service points, one was an ace, one kill. Aaron Sorhan had two service points, one was an ace. Liz McGowan, two service points and a team-high five kills. Steph Brand, five service points, three kills. And Jamie Partington, four kills. Central Catholic, 15 kills, one ace block, five ace serves. The Crusaders cruise in game one, 25-5. And we'll be back to start game two here at the state tournament in 30 seconds.
Equitable Bank would like to congratulate all Lady Crusaders players, coaches, and parents on a thrilling and successful season. Go to equitableonline.com to find the tools you'll need to put your financial game plan in motion. Equitable Bank, bank with the E. Member FDIC.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Well, Concordia will serve it away first to get game two underway, and immediately Katie Brand will take it across as they went with the double, but it's dug out, and the return driven over nicely by Costa, her first big swing. Now Wojcik for the Crusaders, and she'll finish it off. Jessica Wojcik with her third kill, and Grand Island Central Catholic will get the first point here of game number two. Again, the winner gets Columbus SCOTUS, and you have to feel that's really who Central Catholic wants. They want to beat them once at state. Wojcik, ace serve, 2-0. Wojcik, who fired three ace serves in the first set, gets one here. In fact, Central Catholic didn't even make it through the entire rotation in the opening game. And we'll see what happens here. Wojcik serves, just got over the net. Pfeiffer picks it up. It's put back in play there by Lauren Pfeiffer from Fletcher. And the set. Back set right side. Brand finds the corner and gets the kill. Katie Brand. For Concordia, they just started not being able to pick up the serve. They gradually improved. The points at least lasted a while. There were some rallies the last 15 points, but Central Catholic just flat out too powerful here. And they are just playing solid, not toying, not doing anything crazy, just keep on playing. Concordia will pass it across, Baxter to the outside, close to the net, big swing, and it's going to be down by a McGowan. It's passed back out of bounds by Fletcher. McGowan with her sixth kill. 4-0, Grand Island Central Catholic. And Wojcik with the jump serve again, spins and fires. That one cannot be handled back middle by Alex Giles, who just checked in. And another ace serve. Now checking out is going to be Giles, and back in Jennifer Jones. 5-0 Central Catholic. Same score they had in the opening game. Let's see if Concordia can stop the streak here. And Jones got a hand on it. Nice pickup there to keep it alive, and punched deep by Concordia. Trying a back row swing was Beth Rasmussen. Didn't stay on the court. 6-0. Concordia wasn't even in the huddle 40 seconds between sets. I mean, what are you going to do? You can't coach them up much different. You just got to have a little confidence, try and pick the ball up. And here's another ace serve, and it's 7-0. It's got to be a tough position for Concordia. They've won 22 matches this year, but have not played anybody like this. And what do? You knew it was going to be a tough one. You just didn't hope it was going to be quite this tough. Wojcik this time handled Gazelle. Overpass, tipped right back that time by McGowan. Handled by Concordia, and then they take a mistimed swing. And now you start to see maybe a little frustration starting to set in for Concordia. They weren't necessarily missing in the first set, but they have here a couple of times in the second. 8-0. And another fire. That hit the net, but it popped it up, and it's played by Rasmussen. Set back to Beth Rasmussen. She'll go on the angle attack. McGowan with the dig, and it doesn't look like they're going to get it back. So we'll give a kill to Beth Rasmussen. Just the fourth kill of the afternoon for Concordia. Central Catholic won the opening game 25-5, and they lead game 2 8-1. Giles returns to the game for the Mustangs, and back to serve it away will be Kayla Koster. And Koster with a little bit of a jump serve. It's on the back line for an ace. Central Catholic let it go, and it hits the tape. So an ace serve for Kayla Koster. And something positive going here for the Concordia Mustangs. And the serve. That one is deep. And right back over to Central Catholic. That is the first service error for either team here in the match. 9-2 Crusaders, game two after winning the opener. Of course, Axtell currently airing on ESPN 1460 and 1550, and there's an ace serve for Sorhan. Aaron Sorhan, the libero, checks in and fires an ace serve away to make it 10-2. And the serve, little jump serve comes across, overpass free ball, swing by Katie Brand, and Katie Brand will get the kill. Katie Brand with kill number 3, second of this game, and it is 11-2 Central Catholic. Sorhan again, looking for 3 in a row, passed all the way back into the middle of the floor. Baxter sets, outside attack, driven down by McGowan, her 7th. And Central Catholic is just flat out not missing. Oh no, well they're going to say that one did miss. They say it hit the tape and went wide apparently, so 11-3. And give the point to Concordia, and now Ariane Gazelle will serve. Slide Brand, this time it's going to be nailed, but wide. And Concordia will get it off the attack error from Steph Brand. And Ariane Gazelle gets the point on serve, and she'll try again. A little jump serve, good top spin on that one. Picked up by Wojcik, set to the outside. Quick attack, Brand. This time it'll be Katie to put it down. She's got 3 in this game and 4 in the match, 12-4. Axtell has won the first set on ESPN Radio. From West Point Central Catholic, 25-23. So the Wildcats up 1-0. Now back to serve it away at 12-4. Katie Brand, back row attack for Concordia. Gazelle is wide and out of bounds. And it is 13-4. Central Catholic, their 25th consecutive state tournament, or 25th overall, and the first ever for Concordia. And here's an ace serve, 14-4. Katie Brand's second service ace. Don't forget, at the end of all of our matches today, the Misco Sports postgame show, final stats, coach interview, and more. Serve across, set middle. Here's a good swing by the Mustangs, but it's going to be blocked back. Or was they going to say it didn't hit? Well, you say it's just into the tape, I guess. Looked like Brand had her secured anyway. And the serve across as it is 15-4. Set right back over. So here's Baxter to McGowan, and McGowan on the short set finds the floor, 16-4. And a timeout will be called here by Concordia. So for the moment, Coach Hansen will try and just break the momentum, but it is all Central Catholic. They won the opening set 25-5, and they're up 16-4 in Game 2 on KKPR.
Don't miss the Master Stylist Salon Christmas Open House on November 14th. Get great gift ideas, gift certificates, and gift packs. Making your shopping easy, Master Stylist Salon, 114 West 3rd in downtown Grand Island.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
And welcome back to Lynn Farrell Arena on the campus of Hastings College, where the state volleyball tournament is going opening day here in 2010. As we come out of the timeout, Concordia will get a middle attack, and Beth Rasmussen will get the kill. And so Concordia has equaled their point output of the opening set with five here in the second set, but they still trail 16-5. And Rasmussen will serve it away. Baxter sets. Here comes McGowan. Middle attack down and good. Liz McGowan, her seventh kill of this match. And she'll go back and serve it away now. 17-5. Give you a score update here on some of the earlier matches in case you missed it as you're headed to your state tournament match. And here's the service error. Point for Concordia. Papillion La Vista South had to go four sets, but they beat Omaha Burke. All the rest in the early games were sweeps. Omaha Gross over Gretna, Columbus Scotus over Ogallala, Thayer Central over Bridgeport, Exeter Milligan over Sutherland, and Dodge beat Wallace, and Wallace was unbeaten coming into the state tournament. Here we're back to action, and Baxter sets for the Crusaders to Wojcik on the outside, splits the back row defenders, and gets her fourth kill. 18-6. The Mustangs will sub in Jennifer Jones. Well, as we said, all four of these girls signed yesterday. Liz McGowan with UNK, Steph Brand to Wayne State. Also to Regis University was Jessica Wojcik, and Bailey Baxter goes to UNO. And Steph Brand will fire an ace serve. It's misplayed on the back line. That's her first ace. 19-6, high, very short serve. Played into the back row. Mustangs will have to roll it across with Gazelle. Baxter sets outside. Wojcik right at the net. She'll go near side and get the kill. So many different ways to fire that attack over here for Central Catholic, and we've seen a little bit of everything so far in these first two games. Here's one that's into the net. Just got over. Great save that time by Pfeiffer. Point still alive, but not for long as Central Catholic will take care of that free ball, and Jamie Partington will have her fifth kill, first of this game. 21-6, Central Catholic. Central Catholic has put the beat down on many of their opponents this year, and Brand tries to serve it even softer this time and doesn't get over. So a point for Concordia, and Brooke Fletcher will get a chance to serve now for the Mustangs. Fletcher, the libero, takes a strong serve back to Brand, set middle. Here's Wojcik off the block, down and good. Number six for Jess Wojcik, and we're not getting near as many rallies in this game as we had in the opening set. And Bailey Baxter will serve for the first time of the match. She didn't even get around to her in the first set. 22-7 here in the second set, and she'll jump in with an ace serve. They tried to set it in the back row instead of passing it with the old-fashioned way, and Baxter gets the ace, 23-7. And Baxter serve. Floats into the back row, stays there off the dig from Jones, has to be passed across, then is. Opportunity again. Baxter sets it in the middle. Brand will terminate. Katie with her fifth. And it is game point. Grand Island Central Catholic, 24-7. And Baxter gets a look at it and fires it away into the back row. Handled by Jones. Pass made to the outside. Gazelle will roll it across. She has yet to get a kill here in this game. Baxter sets out to Wojcik off the tip. Couple of one-arm saves, and they can't get it back over. Four hits called, and that is the end of game number two as Grand Island Central Catholic wins it 25-7. So the Crusaders have only allowed 12 total points in the first two sets. They're up two games to none, and we're back with the numbers in 1 minute on Classic Hits.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Buckman is fellowship trained in the treatment of the hand, wrist, and elbow. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
How would you like to increase your profits and be able to put more money back into your business? Get the details from Douglas Bookkeeping Service, the professional family business for over 40 years, downtown Grand Island, and online at douglasbookkeeping.com.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
Doug Duden, our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, back with you here at Lynn Farrell Arena at Hastings College, the opening day of the 2010 State High School Volleyball Tournament. Here's the numbers in game number two. For Concordia, Beth Rasmussen, two kills. Kayla Coster had an ace serve, and Ariane Gazelle had one service point. Two kills, no ace blocks, one ace serve for Concordia. For Central Catholic, Jessica Wojcik had seven service points. Three of them were aces and four kills. Bailey Baxter had three service points, one was an ace. Katie Brand, four service points, one was an ace, four kills. Aaron Sorhan, two service points, one was an ace. Liz McGowan had two kills. Steph Brand, three service points, one was an ace, and Jamie Partington, one kill. Central Catholic, 11 kills, no ace blocks, but seven ace serves, and the Crusaders take game two, 25-7. They're up two games to none, and we'll head to the third set right after this timeout.
The Bank of Donovan is a proud supporter of all area high school sports. Visit us at the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. The Bank of Donovan, with full-service banks in Donovan, Grand Island, and Hastings. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
Central Catholic will serve it away to start game three here on KKPR, and Wojcik will get the ace. She knows where to serve it, and right now Concordia having even more problems handling the serve. Wojcik with her seventh service ace. And 1-0 after winning 25-5, 25-7. Maybe a couple other scores a moment as the serve is across, picked up by Taylor Wicke at the net. Gazelle tips it over and got it to fall to the floor. Ariane Gazelle with her fourth kill. And it's 1-1. Lincoln Pius X has beat Seward in the opening game, 25-22. Hardington Cedar Catholic over West Holt, 25-21. And Axtell beat West Point CC in the opening game, 25-23. Baxter sets Brand and Katie, no problem. Sometimes Central Catholic knows that the ball isn't coming back. They just turn and walk away as Katie Brand has her sixth kill. Wojcik has six. McGowan has seven. Partington has five. And now Aaron Sorhan back to serve it away. Passes off the mark, and they will not get it back. It's going to be an ace serve. Concordia's libero is having some problems, and Central Catholic notices that and has been noticing that, and they kind of go to her the first time every time, and then they work their way around that. Moving it around, this one will go over to Rasmussen. Back to Beth. Beth on the swing from the left wing. Takes it across. Baxter back set. Katie Brand right side over the double block. The dig is made by Fletcher. Set back outside. This time the swing by Giles is deep and out of bounds. Point for the Crusaders. 4-1, Central Catholic already up two games to none. Sorhan fires again. This one picked up by Fletcher, but stays in the back row and has to be passed across. Free ball here for Central Catholic. Baxter on the set, gets it outside. McGowan and Liz, another swing and another termination. In Class D2, Lawrence Nelson has beaten Stewart in the opening set, 25-22. And in Class A, Papillion-La Vista has beaten Lincoln Southwest, 25-22. Sorhan, a little more on that serve, and it's going to be an ace. It's overpassed, and Brand will put it down. I didn't know that she got a hand on it, so Steph Brand will get the kill, and Sorhan will pick up the service point. Nonetheless, it's 6-1. And now an ace makes it 7-1. Fourth service ace for Aaron Sorhan. Central Catholic would advance on to tomorrow's 2 o'clock semifinal at the Heartland Events Center here on Classic Hits. Right now, Sorhan's serve goes into the net. Back over to Concordia. Don't forget, coming up later today on Classic Hits, Kearney Catholic Wisner Pilger at 5:30, Grand Island Northwest in Bennington at 7:30. And the serve for Concordia, trailing 7-2, set to the outside. McGowan rolls it into the middle. There's nobody there, and Liz picks up another point, her eighth kill. according to our book. And in for the Mustangs will be number 7, Jennifer Jones. And Katie Brand will go back and serve it away here for Grand Island Central Catholic. Serves across right down the sideline. Picked up there by Taylor Wickey, right side. Back into the action is Gazelle. Trying to track it down is Baxter, and Central Catholic actually has to pass it across, almost out of bounds. Dug out there by Mueller, and it'll be passed back over. So Concordia couldn't do anything with the rare free ball from the Crusaders. Brand will miss. Brand out of bounds. Brand gets so high up there, Steph does, that she's almost like dunking a basketball and just uses her fingertips, and that one she sent wide at a point for Concordia. 8-3, and now Ariane Gazelle fires it across. Set up Brand. This time, no tip. She'll hammer it down. Steph with her fifth kill, and it's 9-3. Back to serve it away is going to be number 8, Liz McGowan. As the balance that has come to the Crusaders all season long continues here this afternoon, you're listening to the State Volleyball Tournament on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Grand Island, and Hastings, and the World Wide Web, KKPR.com. Concordia sets outside, and the kill for Beth Rasmussen. Just the 7th kill the entire match for Concordia. She has 3, and Gazelle has 4. And now Rasmussen to the back row, and her and Gazelle are both back there. Serve across to McGowan. Short set right side. Brand blocked up there, but it is picked up Central Catholic to Wojcik. Blocked again up there by Concordia. And finally a right side Brand miss. So two nice good blocks by Rebecca Mueller in that rally, and it ends up resulting in a Crusader error. And serving it away again will be Rasmussen. At no point in the match has Concordia scored 3 straight points, so an opportunity here down 9-5. This one floats across. Baxter sets middle, and it's going to be put down by Brand. Brand rattled off the double block. It looked like maybe the back row player, Jones, could get to it, but she couldn't. And it's now 10-5 Central Catholic, and Steph Brand has served it away. This talented group of seniors in their final matches of their career at Central Catholic, and now the serve is wide and out of bounds. And checking into the ball game, Sarah Golka. Sarah checks in, the 5'7 senior, and Alex Giles checks in for Concordia. Golka, the non-senior starter. They've got 3 more freshmen and 3 more sophomores on the bench for head coach Sharon Zavala. Serve across by Gazelle. Stays in the back row, and back over to Central Catholic it goes. Set outside. Here's Wojcik. Goes near corner. Gazelle with the dig. Tipped across there by the center, Lauren Pfeiffer. Overpass and tipped down by Concordia. Pfeiffer's tip across caught Central Catholic off guard, and a free ball kill for Alex Giles. And Concordia has actually scored 4 of the last 5 points. It's 10-7. And here's Taylor Wickey to serve it again, but out of bounds. So a short-lived rally. And that is just the second service error of the afternoon for Concordia. 11-7 Central Catholic. They won the first two 25-5, 25-7. Bailey Baxter to serve. Line drive serve. Overpass tipped down by Wojcik. Quick point for the Crusaders. 7th kill for Jessica Wojcik. Baxter will fire it away again. All of the numbers and a chat with Sharon Zavala when our match is over on the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Again, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors for allowing us to bring you state volleyball action. Baxter's serve is across in. The Mustangs mishit it, and that'll make it 13-7. So Concordia at least hung a little closer early on in this match in the third set. But now the Crusaders starting to pull away, up by 6. Pfeiffer slide right side. The attack by Mueller is going to be deep and out of bounds. And subbing into the ball game for Concordia will be number 6, Alex Klemp. So Klemp will check in. Concordia doesn't have a full roster, only 10 girls suited up. And I'm sure Coach will get them all in here in their first trip to state. Baxter serve across. Concordia sets to the outside. The attack is going to be off the back corner by Giles just deep. And that is now 5 in a row by GICC. 15-7. And Baxter continues to serve it away. Bailey takes a little run and fires it across. Floats it over, and it's going to be set back into the far corner, but out of bounds. Just missing the tape. Lauren Pfeiffer had the right idea, but set it just a fraction long because they weren't ready for it on the Crusaders sideline. Baxter now with the serve. Bailey fires it down the outside, picked up there by Ariane Gazelle, who's in the back row right now. Outside attack is Giles. Central Catholic sets close to the net. Katie Brand on another set assist from Bailey Baxter. Seventh kill for Katie Brand, and it's 17-7 GICC. And another long run here at the service line for the Crusaders. That's six in a row for Baxter, and she's looking for more. Concordia not calling a timeout. Overpass joust at the net. Won by the Mustangs, and they'll dump it down for the point. Giles with her second kill of this set. And Concordia getting more points each game, but still down 17-8. And now Fletcher to serve it away. Picked up back middle. Baxter tracks it down. Right side, Katie Brand will take it across. That's Wojcik, excuse me. Dug out by Fletcher and has to be passed across by Concordia. Free ball to the Crusaders. Baxter sets it wide side. Wojcik, near side attack, dug out by Fletcher, but nobody gets it after that. And so Wojcik will be credited with her eighth kill. 18-8, Grand Island Central Catholic. Now Wojcik will go back and serve it away. This is the first time that the Crusaders have had to go through the rotation and the serve more than once in a set. Wojcik ace, 19-8. That is unofficially the eighth service ace for Jessica Wojcik. 19-8 your score. Central Catholic cruising here in their opening round state tournament match. Trying to keep Concordia out of double digits here. And that's after SCOTUS just walloped Ogallala 25-10, 11-11. Serve outside. Now McGowan on the set will get it to her, and she'll put it away. Liz with her ninth kill. And that makes it 20-8. And it appears that Concordia coach Kylie Hansen is not going to call any timeouts. She's just putting some kids back and forth. Taylor Wicke comes in. Remember, they only have two seniors on the entire team, in Pfeiffer and Fletcher, so they are still learning and they're going to be even better next year. Serve across by Wojcik, and the attack on the outside is going to be deep by the Mustangs. 21-8. Another substitution. Back in will be Kayla Koster for Concordia. Another point on serve for Wojcik. Unofficially, I've got her with 16 service points, half of those being aces. 21-8. Miss hit that one wide. Fletcher overpass. Free ball. McGowan on the attack. Hit the net. Concordia takes the swing and in the net called on the Mustangs. Point for GICC. 3 points away from another state semifinal like SCOTUS. They don't get beat on opening day. Wojcik to serve. 22-8. Wojcik serve. They let it go. It's an ace, and it's 23-8 in favor of Wojcik and Grand Island Central Catholic. And Wojcik to serve. Although the scoreboard here still reads 22-8, Wojcik serves. And picked up that time by Wicke. Pass to the middle. Gazelle takes it over. McGowan backpedals and picks it up. Baxter sets it right side. The attack, Katie Brand, is down and good. And timeout will be called here by Concordia. The scoreboard says Central Catholic 23, Concordia 8. We'll be right back.
You like choices, so choose the freshest meat, seafood, and produce at Super Saver. The biggest varieties at prices that keep your food budget happy. Choose variety, choose fresh at Super Saver, 2nd and Broadwell in Grand Island. Super Saver, we sell for less.
With over 22 years of providing comfort, compassion, and complete funeral and cremation services, Huron Funeral Chapel's commitment to you has been to fulfill your needs and expectations in the services provided. Huron Funeral Chapel of Grand Island, because the memory will live forever.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
Back to the state tournament here on Classic Hits. McGowan on the outside will drive it down. Liz with her 10th kill, and that'll take us to match point here for Grand Island Central Catholic. 24-8. It was 12-7. They're on a 12-1 run. And trying to finish it off, Jessica Wojcik. Match point is across, and it's going to be passed above the net. Free ball put away by McGowan, and this match is over. Liz McGowan finishes it off with her 11th kill, and Concordia's first trip to the state tournament lasts 41 minutes as Concordia is bumped today by Grand Island Central Catholic 25-5, 25-7, and 25-8. As expected, GICC rolls to a 30. 33-0 record, and Concordia will end their season at 22-9. And now, tomorrow afternoon at the Heartland Event Center in Grand Island, Central Catholic will get Columbus SCOTUS on their home turf with a chance to put their nemesis away and advance on to a state championship. SCOTUS ruined their perfect season with a 5-set victory in last year's state championship. But again, they have beaten SCOTUS every time they've met so far this year. We will take a break and come back with the numbers on the Bisco Sports Postgame Show in 1 minute.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Conley and Owen, caring for our community one patient at a time, where ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Discover the benefits of your child's education at Grand Island Central Catholic Middle and High Schools, celebrating 54 years of faith-based education. Learn more at gicentralcatholic.org. Grand Island Central Catholic Schools.
It's another great high school sporting event, and the staff at Island Supply Welding wishes you the best. Call Island Supply Welding for quality welding equipment and supplies to keep you on the job. Island Supply Welding, Grand Island, Hastings, and Columbus.
And welcome back to Lynn Farrell Arena here on the campus of Hastings College, where the first two quarterfinal matches at the C1 State Tournament are in the books. And Grand Island Central Catholic and Columbus SCOTUS advanced very easily. Columbus SCOTUS only gave up 32 total points to Ogallala, and Grand Island Central Catholic only gives up 20 total points to Concordia, 25-5, 25-7, and 25-8. This is the Bisco Sports postgame show. Bisco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center carries brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike, Adidas, Mizuno, and more. As you get ready for the winter sports season, contact the folks at Misco's, whether it's basketball for the girls or boys, the wrestling, or if you're just a fan or play intramurals, they've got what you need. Balls, shoes, workout gear, bags, whatever it is, at Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. We'll be back and take a look at the numbers right after this. Time out.
If your student is interested in learning to play an instrument for school, band, or orchestra, Ron's Music has a rent-to-own plan that's perfect for the budding musician. Check out Ron's Music at Grand Island for details or online at ronsmusic.com.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
How would you like to increase your profits and be able to put more money back into your business? Get the details from Douglas Bookkeeping Service, the professional family business for over 40 years, downtown Grand Island, and online at douglasbookkeeping.com.
The Bank of Donovan is a proud supporter of all area high school sports. Visit us at the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. The Bank of Donovan, with full-service banks in Donovan, Grand Island, and Hastings. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
And welcome back to Lynn Farrell Arena here on the campus at Hastings College, where it is time to take a look at the third set numbers on the Misco Sports postgame show. And first off, we'll start with Concordia. Taylor Wickey had a service point. Beth Rasmussen, a service point and a kill. Alex Giles had two kills. And Ariane Gazelle had one kill. Concordia, four kills, no ace blocks in this third and final set for Concordia. Taking a look at the final numbers now for Grand Island Central Catholic in the third set. Jessica Wojcik was at the service line for a long, long time. Nine service points. Three of those were aces, two kills. Bailey Baxter, six service points. K- Katie Brand, three service points. Three kills for Katie Brand. Aaron Sorhan had five service points. Two of those were aces. Liz McGowan had four kills. Steph Brand had three kills. And Jamie Partington, one kill. 13 kills, no ace blocks, and five ace serves. Grand Island Central Catholic takes the third set, 25-8, to complete the sweep in the match. And we'll be back and give you the cumulative numbers and some score updates from around the tournament after this timeout on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
You like choices, so choose the freshest meat, seafood, and produce at Super Saver. The biggest varieties at prices that keep your food budget happy. Choose variety, choose fresh at Super Saver, 2nd and Broadwell in Grand Island. Super Saver, we sell for less.
Discover the benefits of your child's education at Grand Island Central Catholic Middle and High Schools, celebrating 54 years of faith-based education. Learn more at gicentralcatholic.org. Grand Island Central Catholic Schools.
With over 22 years of providing comfort, compassion, and complete funeral and cremation services, Curran Funeral Chapel's commitment to you has been to fulfill your needs and expectations in the services provided. Curran Funeral Chapel of Grand Island, because the memory will live forever. Equitable Bank would like to congratulate all Lady Crusaders players, coaches, and parents on a thrilling and successful season. Go to equitableonline.com to find the tools you'll need to put your financial game plan in motion. Equitable Bank, bank with the E. Member FDIC.
And welcome back to the Misco Sports Postgame Show on Classic Hits 98.9. Let's take a look at the overall final numbers. And for Concordia, Taylor Wickey, one service point. Lauren Pfeiffer had a service point. We had Beth Rasmussen with a service point and three kills. Alex Giles, two kills. Kayla Coster had an ace serve. And Ariane Guzel had a service point and four kills. And that is the total for the three sets. Nine kills, no ace blocks, and one ace serve as Concordia gets taught a lesson. And they know how far they've got to climb now. But still a young program. They co-op with a lot of the Omaha schools in other sports. They have not been a power or an appearance, making appearances in state tournaments and hardly anything. And so Concordia, a solid volleyball season, goes 22-9 and ends their season here this afternoon, getting swept out in convincing style by Grand Island Central Catholic. We'll look at the Crusaders numbers right after this timeout on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
Don't miss the Master Stylist Salon Christmas Open House on November 14th. Get great gift ideas, gift certificates, and gift packs. Making your shopping easy, Master Stylist Salon, 114 West 3rd in downtown Grand Island.
The Bank of Doniphan is a proud supporter of all area high school sports. Visit us at the Bank of Doniphan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. The Bank of Doniphan, with full-service banks in Doniphan, Grand Island, and Hastings. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's another great high school sporting event, and the staff at Island Supply Welding wishes you the best. Call Island Supply Welding for quality welding equipment and supplies to keep you on the job. Island Supply Welding, Grand Island, Hastings, and Columbus.
If your student is interested in learning to play an instrument for school, band, or orchestra, Ron's Music has a rent-to-own plan that's perfect for the budding musician. Check out Ron's Music at Grand Island for details, or online at ronsmusic.com.
How would you like to increase your profits and be able to put more money back into your business? Get the details from Douglas Bookkeeping Service, the professional family business for over 40 years, downtown Grand Island, and online at douglasbookkeeping.com.
Well, welcome back to the Misco Sports Postgame Show here on Classic Hits. Let's take a look at the final overall numbers that I had for Grand Island Central Catholic this afternoon. Far and away, led the service line by their top server all year, Jessica Wojcik. She had a total of 21 service points. Nine of those were aces this afternoon. She also had eight kills. Bailey Baxter, nine service points. One was an ace. Katie Brand had 11 service points. Two of them were aces. She had eight kills. Aaron Sorhan, nine service points. Four of them were aces. Liz McGowan, two service points, 11 kills. And Steph Brand had eight service points. One was an ace, six kills. Jamie Partington also had six kills. Central Catholic with 39 kills, one ace block, and 17 ace serves as the Crusaders improved to 33-0 with a 25-5, 25-7, 25-8 sweep of Concordia. They will play Columbus Scotus tomorrow at the Heartland Event Center here on Classic Hits at 2 o'clock. We'll be back and see if we can get a quick chat with head coach Sharon Zavala after this timeout on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
You like choices, so choose the freshest meat, seafood, and produce at Super Saver. The biggest varieties at prices that keep your food budget happy. Choose variety, choose fresh at Super Saver, 2nd and Broadwell in Grand Island. Super Saver, we sell for less.
Discover the benefits of your child's education at Grand Island Central Catholic Middle and High Schools, celebrating 54 years of faith-based education. Learn more at gicentralcatholic.org. Grand Island Central Catholic Schools.
With over 22 years of providing comfort, compassion, and complete funeral and cremation services, Curran Funeral Chapel's commitment to you has been to fulfill your needs and expectations in the services provided. Curran Funeral Chapel of Grand Island, because the memory will live forever. Equitable Bank would like to congratulate all Lady Crusaders players, coaches, and parents on a thrilling and successful season. Go to equitableonline.com to find the tools you'll need to put your financial game plan in motion. Equitable Bank, bank with the E. Member FDIC.
Here's some score updates from the state tournament. Let's take a look at what we have for you in the game that's currently going on ESPN Radio. 14-60 and 15-50. It is the D1 opening round matchup that is quite the battle early on. Axtell won the first set from West Point Central Catholic 25-23, and West Point CC won the second set by a score of 25-23. In D2, Lawrence Nelson is up 2-0 on Stewart, 25-22 and 25-15. And everything else was just one set. This one concluded so quickly. Papillion-La Vista was up 1-0 on Lincoln Southwest. Pius was up 1-0 on Seward. And Hardington-Cedar Catholic was up 1-0 on West Holt. Earlier today, Papillion-La Vista South went four sets to beat Omaha Burke, 27-25, 25-14, 24-26, and 25-19. In B, Omaha Groves swept Gretna, 25-8, 25-15, 32-30. Columbus Cotus swept Ogallala, 25-10, 11-11. In C2, Thayer Central swept Bridgeport, 25-11, 12-18. In D1, Exeter Milligan over Sutherland, 25-10, 19-14. And in D2, Dodge over unbeaten Wallace, 25-20, 23-13. We will talk to the head coach now of the Grand Island Central Catholic Crusaders, Sharon Zavala, after making short work of Concordia. And not a whole lot that we have to probably break down, Coach. I guess the girls come out and did what you wanted them to do. Everybody knew this was probably going to be a little bit of an overmatched team, even though Concordia had a nice season. First trip to state, a lot of nerves, pretty young. Your girls didn't seem to let that bother them much. They came out and took care of their business.
Yeah, you always worry in your first match of state of the adrenaline getting to them, but they were very poised, they're relaxed. Our serving game was really on, which gave Concordia, they didn't get a lot of in-system balls, which made for some easy kills for us. But I would say the biggest thing of the game where we're more advanced than Concordia was our speed of our game and our serving.
Yeah, I had you for 17 aces, and a lot of those were at the very beginning of that first set. They seemed to settle down a little bit more, but you could definitely tell they knew who was on the other side of the net here, which I guess just goes to the quality of your program. The kids signed. You had four of them signed yesterday. Katie commits. Were you worried at all if their focus was going to be here today?
No, I really haven't with this bunch. You know, again, I've said this before, there's nothing like having a senior team because of the maturity. And they've been here. This is their fourth trip, so they know how to refocus. And we talk a lot about that, about focusing and distractions. There's a lot of distractions coming into the state tournament that they have to shut out.
Well, We look already ahead to tomorrow. I'm guessing this is what the girls wanted, one more chance at Columbus Scotus to finally beat them at the state tournament, which is something that they haven't had to do. Focus probably won't be a problem tomorrow.
No, it shouldn't be. It's going to be a great match. Like I told a newspaper reporter, I heard at a clinic one time, the game has no memory. So it's not going to remember that we've beaten them three times, and we have to go out and actually do it.
Coach, to throw it into a little bit of a football analogy, Nebraska put so much into beating Texas, and it didn't happen. I don't know if that's what happened last year or if that is any factor into this year. Are you worried on the other side that they'll be too focused, they'll be too intense, any of those things, and do you address that with them?
Well, I don't really address a lot. I won't really talk about the game a lot because they've seen the opponent so many times. There's not a lot I have to tell them. They should be ready. And it's just, you just hope that all the cylinders are clicking tomorrow when you play them.
what was SCOTUS doing better in the district final than the earlier two times you saw them this year?
I would say in their district final, they played very well in the first set. We made some errors. We had some runs, but they stayed with us defensively. They played so hard, and our speed actually started bothering them. And I'm hoping our passing was so in tune against SCOTUS last time. So, and that's what we're going to have to do. Their serving didn't seem to bother us like it does other teams.
Well, it looks like they're waiting for you over there to go cheer and have a nice night. And now it's time to go home. And I know the kids got to be looking forward to that tomorrow, playing at the event center. And the home crowd was here, but, boy, they're going to be packed in tomorrow. You can walk over to that tomorrow.
We won't walk
some
over there.
Some of the fans.
I want to thank you for all your coverage this year. You guys do a great job.
Sharon, we'll see you tomorrow.
Okay.
Sharon Zavala, head volleyball coach at Grand Island Central Catholic, the winningest coach in Nebraska volleyball history, adds another one to the belt today, another notch as they win it in straight sets. And we'll be back and wrap it up right after this timeout on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
Don't miss the Master Stylist Salon Christmas Open House on November 14th. Get great gift ideas, gift certificates, and gift packs. Making your shopping easy, Master Stylist Salon, 114 West 3rd in downtown Grand Island.
The Bank of Donovan is a proud supporter of all area high school sports. Visit us at the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. The Bank of Donovan, with full-service banks in Donovan, Grand Island, and Hastings. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's another great high school sporting event, and the staff at Island Supply Welding wishes you the best. Call Island Supply Welding for quality welding equipment and supplies to keep you on the job. Island Supply Welding, Grand Island, Hastings, and Columbus.
If your student is interested in learning to play an instrument for school, band, or orchestra, Ron's Music has a rent-to-own plan that's perfect for the budding musician. Check out Ron's Music at Grand Island for details, or online at ronsmusic.com.
How would you like to increase your profits and be able to put more money back into your business? Get the details from Douglas Bookkeeping Service, the professional family business for over 40 years, downtown Grand Island, and online at douglasbookkeeping.com.
One more Class A update here for you. Papillion La Vista is up 2-0 over Lincoln Southwest in Class A. We are back with you in just about 2 hours as Kearney Catholic takes on Wisner Pilger here at Lynn Farrell Arena at Hastings College in C1 action. Pre-game at 5:20. First serve is at 5:30. And then Sandy Creek will play Syracuse. That match is on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, also here from Hastings College. Looking for more volleyball, it's currently airing on ESPN 1460 and 1550 as Axtell is taking on West Point Central Catholic, and they are even at a game apiece, both 25-23. And then don't forget later tonight, also here on KKPR, Grand Island Northwest takes on Bennington from Senior High at 7:30. Your winners earlier, Papillion La Vista South in A, Omaha Gross in B, Columbus SCOTUS in C1, Thayer Central in C2, Exeter Milligan in D1, and Dodge in D2. For our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda saying thanks for joining us. First match of our day is in the books. You've been listening to the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center. You'll be better equipped for the games you play. Don't forget they're open late on Thursdays, which is tonight until 8 o'clock. Check out an Indomicon suit jersey, never too early to Christmas shop. All men's college and NFL hoodies are 25% off. Total domination for Grand Island Central Catholic, 17 ace serves, and they sweep Concordia 25-5, 25-7, 25-8. This is Doug Duda from Hastings College saying keep it here. More volleyball, Kearney Catholic, Wisner Pilger at 5:30.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand-name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.